Back in Cleveland at the RNC, Here and Now's Alex Ashlock hit the streets last night and brought back this postcard.
Hands open carry, not tennis balls. Hands open carry, not tennis balls.
About a dozen people toss green and pink tennis balls onto the street about a block from Quicken Loans Arena, where the delegates are meeting. Tennis balls are among the many items banned around and in the arena because authorities say they could be filled with explosives, even excrement. The police moved in, many of them in heavy armor, and confiscated the tennis balls.
Back up.
If I take the tennis balls immediately to my car, can I have them for my dog? Please?
Chelsea Byers is with Code Pink and the Brady Campaign, who organized this protest.
Tennis balls have been banned from the RNC from 1.7 miles within the area, but we've watched people carry guns because of Ohio's open carry laws. So, yeah, we wanted to illustrate how ridiculous this was.
In nearby Public Square, a woman danced in front of a line of police guarding the massive Civil War monument there. Ronald Pittman of Bikers for Trump was also keeping watch.
I jumped on the Trump train when it fired the engine up. Build a wall, we need it. I absolutely believe that Trump will win in a landslide.
A few blocks from Public Square, a man posed for photos with members of the Wisconsin State Patrol in town to help with convention security. James Campbell lives in Dayton, Ohio. He was carrying an assault weapon, an AR-15.
I look at this more as a protest sign than anything else. Here in Ohio in particular, we have the right to open carry, and I think that it's important for everybody to express their constitutional rights.